This reading is taken from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 20. The birth of Jesus. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was the governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in the Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave a birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in a cloth and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there was a shepherd living out in the field nearby, keeping watch over their flock at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the God shone around them. And they were terrified, but the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you a good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in a cloth, lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to man on whom his favor rests." When the angel had left them and gone into heaven, shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what has been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherd said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherd returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which they were just as they had been told them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks to you. Thank you.
Good evening. Question for you. What's your favorite carol? If you were planning tonight, what would you make sure was on the list? Why don't you turn to someone who's near you and tell them which carol you would have had on your on the service Christmas list tonight? Well, if your carol is not on the list tonight, leave a note at the back and we'll make sure it's on next year. I'll have to do that with mine, my favourite carol. Not only because it helps with the talk, genuinely it is my favourite carol, but is Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Anyone else, Hark the Herald Angels Sing? Oh, lots. But that is my favourite. But as I was looking at carols for tonight and Christmas songs, I discovered, and you may know this already, being Clifton people, but The song "We Wish You a Merry Christmas" was written by someone who lived in Clifton. Genuinely true. A man called Arthur Worrell, who was the choir master at what was St. Andrew's Church down on Birdcage Walk. And he wrote it, originally writing it as "I Wish You a Merry Christmas." And then it entered into a carol book under "We Wish You a Merry Christmas." But yeah, Bristol man wrote the song. Anyway, total aside. Brilliant. So mine is "Hark the Herald Angels Sing," which is helpful for tonight, because our theme through this Christmas period, in all of our advertising at church, we've used the word "hark." Hark, which means to listen, to lend an ear to pay attention to something that is important. And as I was looking that word, I discovered that it's used 6 times in the Old Testament. And each time that word is used, it's in the midst of difficult times. Things were not good. Trouble was afoot. But into that context, the word "hark" came. 4 times Isaiah mentions it, once Jeremiah, once Zephaniah, each time a difficult situation. But in almost each one of them, it says, "Hark, God is doing something. He is working his purposes out. Look to see the true king is coming." At one point, there's trouble in God's temple, but he says, "Hark, I'm cleaning up. I'm making things right." Each time, there's a warning. Each time, there's a challenge. But in the midst of it, God is doing a new thing. Watch out, and as Fred Astaire says, there may be trouble ahead, except we can't just ignore this one with music and dancing, love and romance. God invites us to pay attention. What does he want to say to us? But those prophets I mentioned finished writing, and there was 300 years of silence till we get to the story of the birth of a baby. And then we hear again. Words spoken, prophecies fulfilled. And this time, according to that carol, "Hark the Herald Angels Sing," written by Charles Wesley and George Whitefield, perhaps even written while they were in this city as they spent time here. They encourage us to hark, to listen, to pay attention to what the shepherds heard the angels say. And there's 4 things I want to look at, because we live in troubled times. We live in times when things are not easy, when there is uncertainty and difficulty. But there's 4 things that the angels speak to the shepherds that speak into our context today. The first thing the shepherds hear from the angels is, "Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid." The shepherds, seeing an angel before them, were absolutely terrified. But the angels speak, "Do not be afraid." They speak a word of love into the fear. And for some of us, as we look at what is going on around us, as we think about the things that are happening, there may be fear. There may be uncertainty. But the Bible tells us that God's perfect love casts out fear. So the angels speak a word of love. They speak a word of hope. They say this great event that they've come to declare is good news. Is good news that means things are going to change. Again, were the shepherds expecting anything? Certainly much had been spoken, much had been thought about a Messiah coming. But this was good news. And perhaps again for us, this Christmas story brings hope. I don't know about you, but perhaps as we think about this next year to come, even this Christmas time, we think things are going to be the same. Nothing's going to change. This is how it's going to be. This is how relationships are going to be. This is how friendships, this is how situations are going to be. But the angels declare hope. This great event is good news that will change everything for all people. So a word of love, a word of hope, a word of joy. This great event is joyful. And for some of us, that might be the exact opposite. The shepherds in the fields, outcasts in society, getting on with the things that they were given to do, segregated from everyone else, lonely except their small group of other shepherds with them. And perhaps for us today, there's that sense of sadness and loneliness, even in the midst of busyness and full lives, even in the midst of family around us, that sense of loneliness. But the angels declare this is joyful. This event will bring joy to each and every one of us, a joy that will strengthen us in the midst of our circumstances, not in spite of them. So we have love, we have hope, we have joy, and we have peace. The angels sing, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men who have favor rests. There are so many challenges in our world today. So many things that we face, conflicts of all shapes and sizes, big scale conflicts across nations, conflicts in community and in families. But the angels declare this great event will bring peace. Peace into each and every situation. Peace to each situation where we see and recognize the significance of the event that they declare. This great event is a gift given to us by God through Jesus. As we heard in the video produced and narrated by Ian Wedd, the reading from John 1 reminds us, written and spoken into a Bristol context, into our context, Jesus was in the beginning. He was the Word. He is life itself. And he is a light into our darkness. Jesus' light shines into our darkness. And so where we are fearful, he brings love. Where we are in despair, he brings hope. Where we are sorrowful and sad, he brings joy. Where we are anxious, he brings peace. This is the Christmas gift from God to each one of us. A baby born in a stable, lying in a manger, who is fully human but fully God. He is the light that shines into our darkness. And when we receive it, unwrap it and walk it out through the rest of life, we can be confident in the promises that come with that, and that the darkness will never overcome it. Later, in our time together, we're going to remember a meal. Remember the meal that Jesus gave his followers to remind them of his act of sacrifice. That this baby that we remember today would grow into a man. That he would become an adult. and that he would give the sacrifice so that we can receive that light today, tomorrow, and for eternity. So as you remember Jesus' body and blood, passing this candle that I light at the start of our liturgy communion, a light that will remind us of Jesus, the light of the world. Allow his light to shine into your situation and bring all the Christmas promises declared by the angels of love, hope, joy, and peace. In Jesus' name, amen.